This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The first trucks carrying humanitarian aid crossed into Gaza this morning, and that's good news to a Grand Junction man who's been following the events there closely. Rick Zan's sister Barbara is an aid worker at a UN facility near the border. Zan says his sister and other aid workers are making the best of a tough situation.
And really supporting each other. And she told me even while using the latrine, they used their cell phones to light up so she could see in there. They held up their cell phones through the cracks.
Zan's sister has been stuck in Gaza for 2 weeks. Dia de los Muertos is right around the corner. CPR's Eden Lane reports on Colorado's longest-running celebration and a new one.
The Longmont Museum's Dia de los Muertos exhibition and celebration, now in its 23rd year, draws over 6,000 visitors annually and is now a citywide festival in Longmont and includes the Firehouse Art Center and several downtown Longmont businesses. The Boulder Museum of Contemporary Art is holding a new community-driven Dia de los Muertos celebration from October 21st through the 28th. The museum's second floor will showcase a series of ofrendas, altars of remembrance, created by local community groups in collaboration with the institution. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
The Air Force football team will try to stay undefeated today. They're on the road to take on Navy. The Falcons are ranked in the top 25 for the first time in 4 years. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.